At the close of World War II, 200 French soldiers were brought home to Paris. They had been prisoners of war. All were victims of amnesia. The trauma they'd received at the hands of the Japanese army had wiped out their memories. They simply did not know who they were. Many of the cases were quickly solved. However, there were 32 men who could not be identified. No one knew them. Every newspaper in France agreed to publish the pictures of the 32 men on the front pages of their papers. Anyone with information on the men was to come to the Paris Opera House on a certain night. The designated night came and the house was completely filled. The lights were dimmed, and the first of the 32 amnesia victims stepped onto the stage. He walked into the spotlight at center stage. He turned slowly and looked from one wall of the crowded opera house to the other. And then, before this silent mass of fellow French citizens, he spoke one sentence. Does anybody out there know who I am? Does anybody out there know who I am? It seems to be one of the most important questions that human beings ask, but ironically, we don't always have an answer. To know truly who I am and to be able to declare it to you seems almost beyond my human ability. I mean, it was easy for God, right? I am who I am. I am that I am. And Jesus was pretty clear that he was the way, the truth, and the life. He even elaborated on it. He was the gate, the truth that sets you free, and the bread of life. But who am I? The musical Waitress, with music and lyrics by Sarah Bareilles and a book by Jesse Nelson, deals with this all-important question. Waitress tells the story of Jenna Hunterson. Jenna's a waitress, and she's an excellent pie baker at Joe's Diner in the American South. Jenna imagines all of life's tough circumstances as pie ingredients. If she can just get them together in the right order, in the right way, it will turn out well. She begins another day at the diner with her boss, Cal, and fellow waitresses, Becky and Dawn. But she's not feeling too well. After she throws up, Becky and Dawn convince her to take a pregnancy test, which, to Jenna's dismay, comes back positive due to a drunken night with her abusive husband. Earl, her husband, comes into the diner and says that he's thinking about making Jenna quit her job and give up her passion for baking. He takes the tips away from her that she's earned so far during the day. She realizes she cannot tell Earl about her pregnancy. And she thinks about her late mother, who also found solace from an unhappy marriage in baking. As we learn more about Jenna, we also learn more about Jenna's friends and co-workers. And it's Dawn, one of the waitresses, who has anxiously entered the world of online dating, who takes us one step beyond the wrestling with who I am and lets us see where her greatest insecurity lies. What if who am I is not who you want to be? Is not someone you like? Is not enough or maybe too much? Listen to her sing about the anxiety of meeting an online date in person.
I stick with real things, usually facts and figures. When information's in its place, I minimize the guessing game. Guess what? I don't like guessing games, or when I feel things before I know the feelings. You cannot be too careful when it comes to sharing your life. I could end up a miserable wife, but he could be criminal, some sort of psychopath who escaped from an institution somewhere where they don't have pearls. He could have masterminded some way to find me. He could be colorblind. How untrustworthy is that? He could be less than kind. Or even worse, he could be very nice, have lovely eyes, and make me laugh, come out of hiding. What would I do with that? But what if when he sees me, I like him and he knows it? What if he opens up a door and I can't close it? What happens then if when he holds me, my heart is set in motion? I'm not prepared for that. I'm scared. Talk to who likes the way I am. Someone who, when he sees me, wants to again.
What scares me the most, she said, is what if when he sees me, what if he doesn't like it? We're not really inclined to give ourselves the best reviews, are we? Insecurities, past experiences, nature and nurture, but here's a thing to remember. The road to self-discovery never is a journey by yourself. It's a journey of the self, but it happens with others. In fact, there's a strong belief that discovery of the self and the answer to the question, who am I, cannot happen without others. Martin Buber was an Austrian Jewish and Israeli philosopher who said that human life finds its meaningfulness only in relationships. He says that humans answer the question, who am I, only in terms of who am I in relationship with you. In one of her essays, Carter Hayward wrote, we are only who we are becoming in relation to one another. Or, to personalize it, I am only who I am. I am only who I am becoming in relation to others. And the first principle of Kwanzaa, umoja, can best be understood through the Zulu language phrase, I am because we are, or I am not defined without you. That idea plays out pretty well for us in Waitress. Jenna and her coworkers share relationships. They're different than the relationships they have with their boss, Cal, and different than the ones they have with the diner's owner, Joe. Additionally, we learn that Cal and Becky are having an affair. And while Jenna is trying to free herself from an abusive husband, she becomes entangled with her OBGYN, Dr. Pometer. My point here is that while it may be true that we are defined within relationships, every relationship is not a good idea. Jenna and Dr. Pometer realize this, though it doesn't stop them from falling into an affair.
It's a bad idea, me and you.
I know, I totally agree. It's a bad idea, me and you. I've never known anything so true. It's a terrible idea, me and you.
You have a wife.
You have a husband.
You're my doctor.
You have a baby coming.
It's a bad idea, me and you.
Let's just keep kissing till we come through. Hearts stop racing, let's face it. Making mistakes like this will make worse what was already pretty bad. Minds stop running, it's time we just let this thing go. It was a pretty good bad idea, wasn't it though? Never see myself ever be anything more than what I've already become.
I need a bad idea. I need a bad idea.
I need a bad idea. I need a bad idea. Just one. Heart keep racing, let's make mistakes, let us say so what, and make worse what was already pretty bad. This secret is safe, no reason to throw it away, when there's love to be had. Hold me tight as I tell myself that you might make sense, and make good what is all just so bad. Let's see this through. It's a pretty good bad idea. Me and you.
Me and you.
So that affair is a bad idea, pure and simple. But that head knowledge is not enough to keep them from plunging in. You know, that's one of the beautiful things about Broadway, about art and literature. Watching other lives unfold gives us the emotional distance we sometimes need to safely navigate our own journeys. We can watch someone like Jenna, watch her struggle, watch her make mistakes. Watch her make more mistakes. Watch her justify her mistakes. And still end up cheering for her. And maybe, just maybe, for ourselves as well. We are human. We make mistakes. We run from who we are sometimes. We try to convince ourselves and others we're someone else. Or sometimes it works in the other direction. We're afraid to convince others or even let them guess at our true selves. Author and speaker Brené Brown is an expert on shame and resilience. I guess you could argue that most humans are. But she has this to say about life and about being who you are in your life. She said, I think there comes a time in life when the universe gently places her hand upon your shoulders, pulls you close, and whispers in your ear, I'm not screwing around. It's time. All of this pretending and performing, these coping mechanisms that you've developed to protect yourself from feeling inadequate and getting hurt, have to go. Your armor is preventing you from growing into your gifts. I understand that you needed these protections when you were small. I understand that you believed your armor could help you secure all of the things you needed to feel worthy of love and belonging. But you're still searching, and you're more lost than ever. She finishes, time is growing short. There are unexplored adventures ahead of you. You can't live the rest of your life worried about what other people think. You were born worthy of love and belonging. Courage and daring are coursing through you. You were made to live and love with your whole heart. It's time to show up and be seen. I guess it's time to take a cue from Waitress's opening number and open up. Time to step out onto center stage of our own lives, write our own scripts, be our own directors and producers, and lose ourselves in living. Let the audience and the critics, especially the inner critic, dissolve away as we wrestle with the question, who am I? Who am I? You know, as important as that question is, it's not the only one we wrestle with. I think the question, who am I, naturally leads to two other very important questions that we struggle with as well. And the first of those two is, who was I? Or who have I been? And boy, that can lead us down a treacherous path. Nostalgia, regret, hubris, our own personal cover of Bruce Springsteen's Glory Days. Listen to Jenna sing about her yesterdays.
It's not simple to say, most days I don't recognize me with these shoes and this apron. That place and its patrons have taken more than I gave them. It's not easy to know I am not anything like I used to be, although it's true, I was never attention's sweet center. I still remember. She's imperfect, but she tries. She is good, but she lies. She is hard on herself. She is broken and won't ask for help. She is messy, but she's kind. She is lonely. She is all this mixed up and baked in a beautiful pie. She is gone, but she used to be mine. It's not what I asked for. Sometimes a laugh just slips in through a back door and carves out person and makes you believe it's all true. And now I've got you, and you're not what I asked for. If I'm honest, I know I would give it all back for a chance to start over and rewrite an ending or two. For the girl that I knew. She is messy, but she's kind. She is lonely most of the time. She is always mixed up and baked in a beautiful pie. She is gone, but she used to be mine.
Who am I? Who was I? If you've been paying attention to the news over the last several days, you've probably seen a private story of who am I played out on an international stage. And you've seen an example of courage and honesty in answering that question. Sha'Carri Richardson is a world-class sprinter who had realistic hopes of winning a medal at this year's Summer Olympics. In the last few days, Sha'Carri received the news that her biological mother had died. And to escape her grief, Sha'Carri used marijuana. And marijuana showed up in her drug test. Now, marijuana is not a performance-enhancing drug in any universe. Even so, the United States Anti-Doping Agency on Friday announced that Richardson will receive a one-month suspension. Her victories at the Olympic trials will be vacated, and she will not be eligible to compete in the Olympics, which, if you remember, were already delayed a year, which is no small thing in the life of a world-class athlete. Sha'Carri's response: she didn't argue. She didn't grovel or grandstand. She simply said to the world, "I am human." Oh, to be so comfortable in my own skin. Who am I? I am human. I am sometimes a mess and sometimes magic. Sometimes erratic and sometimes exceptional. And every single place in between, most of them more than once. Who was I? Who have I been? Sometimes inadequate and other times awesome. But either way, I believe this. I showed up. Good or bad or in between, that's who I was. I showed up. And mostly, honestly, I was the best I could be at that moment. Perhaps this leads to the most important question of all, the question Jenna hints at in Everything Changes, the song Catherine will sing at the offertory. Who am I becoming? Despite my mistakes and misgivings, who am I becoming? Well, Jenna becomes a mother. And at least in this Broadway musical, we have a Hollywood ending. But I won't ruin it for you. C.S. Lewis reminds us you cannot ever go back and change the beginning, but you can begin today to write a new ending. I invite you to do that. Who am I? Who was I? Who am I becoming? God only knows. And that might be a pretty good place to end. Where we began. You have looked deep into my heart, Lord, and you know all about me. You know when I am resting, when I am working, and from heaven you discover my thoughts. You notice everything I do and everywhere I go. Before I even speak a word, you know what I will say. And with your powerful arm, you protect me from every side. I can't understand all of this. Such wonderful knowledge is far above me.
Whether I'm right or whether I'm wrong, whether I find a place in this world or never belong, I've gotta be me. I've gotta be me. What else can I be but what I am? I want to live, not merely survive. And I won't give up this dream of life that keeps me alive. I've gotta be me. I've gotta be me. The dream that I see makes me what I am.